The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Puerto Ricans want to become America's 51st state. In a non-binding referendum on Sunday in the U.S. Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, 97% of those who voted chose statehood over the other two options, remaining a U.S. territory or becoming an independent country.
Commonwealth status is not working.
One of them was Giancarlo Perez, a teacher and father of two in the southeastern town of Patillas, Puerto Rico. He spoke with me by phone before the vote, and like most statehood backers, he said being a Commonwealth gives Puerto Rico too many political and economic disadvantages.
Statehood makes us equal in rights with the rest of the U.S. citizens.
Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens, but the more than 3 million Puerto Ricans who live on the island cannot vote in U.S. elections and don't have voting representatives in Congress. Statehood would change that, and Perez hopes it will also help Puerto Rico dig out of the epic debt crisis that has wrecked its economy. That disaster has pushed hundreds of thousands of Puerto Ricans to leave the island and live on the U.S. mainland, especially Florida.
Prices are going up, electricity, water. A lot of people, especially with young kids, have emigrated to the U.S. I stayed. I believe in Puerto Rico.
But Perez says he has a hard time believing Sunday's victory will actually result in statehood for Puerto Rico. The U.S. Congress has the final say, and it may be a lot harder to convince Congress to make Puerto Rico a state when turnout in the referendum was only 23%. That weak vote was due largely to a boycott by supporters of both Commonwealth status and independence. But turnout was also lower than expected among statehood backers. Still, the plebiscite results should be enough to get the statehood legislation process started.
We have an American system. It's about who goes and votes, who shows up and is counted.
Democratic U.S. Representative Darren Soto of Orlando last year became the first Puerto Rican elected to Congress from Florida. He was in Puerto Rico for Sunday's vote, and he points out the turnout was similar to the 1946 referendum that led to Alaska becoming the 49th state. As a result, Soto says the Puerto Rico statehood discussion will begin in the House Natural Resources Committee he sits on. And he says the lobbying efforts of the Puerto Rican diaspora in Florida will be critical.
It's no secret that Congress last term was not super excited about passing a bill to help out Puerto Rico. But when you started looking at how we're an influential vote in the I-4 corridor in Florida and can help in deciding presidential elections, with statehood, I believe you'll see a similar push.
But other Puerto Ricans aren't as hopeful about statehood passing in Washington.
I think it's unlikely.
Puerto Rico native Gretchen Sierra Zorita is a Washington-based spokesperson for the activist group The National Puerto Rican Agenda. She notes that President Trump has said he backs self-determination for Puerto Rico, but she warns that his support for statehood and the backing of his Republican Party, which controls Congress, are tepid at best. A century ago, when the U.S. made Puerto Rico a commonwealth,
America was in an expansionist mode. Today, we have an isolationist president. President Trump wants to withdraw from the world. There's a significant number of people that back him. And I'm not sure in that vision of America, Puerto Rico can participate right now.
Sierra Zorita adds that's especially true when the island is currently an economic basket case, and when it appears most voters in Puerto Rico would lean Democratic. But she argues statehood would likely mean more wealth on the island and therefore more Republicans.
They might be default Democrats right now because they do not have access to the largesse of corporate America.
Puerto Rico's political status is, in reality, an economic issue. If Congress doesn't grant Puerto Rico statehood, what then is its long-term solution for the island's financial dysfunction? Or is it content to keep watching Puerto Rico hemorrhage its people to the U.S. mainland?
It's very sad.
Francisco Gonzalez is a San Juan attorney who supported statehood in Puerto Rico's first status referendum in 1967, when it failed. Recently, he's watched his two children and seven grandchildren move to Florida and Minnesota.
We have 320,000 homes idle in Puerto Rico that are not being used. Instead of moving Puerto Ricans to the states, let us move a state to Puerto Rico.
Besides, says Gonzalez, the U.S. has never turned down a valid statehood request from a territory. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.